introducing.
Okay. Well, I'll start. Let me see how finish.
Yeah, what a blessing just to get here with you this morning. I'm excited for this body because you have so much potential in this body. I don't care what age you are. By the way, this ragtag band, we're supposed to have a ragtag band at Twin Lakes, and we ain't got it yet. Can we just take you guys, you don't mind, if we just take them all and you'd be a part of that? Boy, I'd just be thrilled if we had that at home, but I'm just excited to be able to be here with you again this morning, so I'll turn it over to Lorna.
Good morning. We know some of you, and some of you will meet after church, so we're just really blessed to be here and see so many smiling faces. And when I was thinking about us coming here, what God was saying is tell them that he's faithful. You know, both Ron and I became Christians when we were like 4 or 5 years old. And through all the years, just like that song said, through the ups and the downs, he's been there. Like there, everything that happens in our life isn't always easy, but God takes us through them all. And that one song you said, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust him at his word." And really, that's the bottom line, the word of God. And I love the word of God. And last night, we had a delicious meal with Pastor Ray and Linda. They invited us over, and we had a great visit together and a meal together. And by the way, thank you so much for the beautiful lodging at the motel and also for the great gift basket. It was wonderful. And so after we got back to the motel, I couldn't sleep for a little while. So I got up and I read the word. And I read from, I love the message, I love the message too, but I love the Passion Translation. And if you've never read the Passion Translation, it's kind of what it says, passion. It kind of has the passion for Jesus. Like it's really, it does something when you read it. And I was reading from Psalm 121. I'll just read a few of the verses. I look up to the mountains and hills, longing for God's help. But then I realize that our true help and protection comes only from the Lord. You will be guarded by God himself. You will be safe when you leave your home and safe when you return. He will protect you now and he'll protect you forever. And it was interesting because we pray and believe in the covenant of protection and that we often say that we're at the right place at the right time with the right people all the time. And so then while I was reading these verses, the fire alarm goes off and we're all evacuated out of our rooms. This is at 11:30 at night. And so it was really interesting to think that God already just told me he'll protect you forevermore. So whatever was wrong in the building, the fire trucks came and everything. And so we got back to our rooms about 12:30, but it was all good, you know. So when we got down there, I kept thinking, okay, Lord, what are we supposed to do? Like, what is, like, you know, like, am I supposed to talk to somebody or whatever? And what we felt was to just declare peace in this situation. And so that's what we did in the lobby. We just declared there'd be peace everywhere. And actually, it was. It wasn't chaotic. It was quite peaceful. So God is good. And the other thing I just wanted to share in regards to partnership, we're so thankful for every one of our partners. And just like Pastor Cam said, that when you sow into whatever you sow into, you reap a harvest as well. And I was just thinking of these verses. I read these as well last night from Psalm 126. The Lord has done great miracles for them. Yes, he did mighty miracles, and we are overjoyed. And I'm sure that Ron will share some miracles that God has done for Twin Lakes, and you're all a part of that. Now, Lord, do it again. And this is what my prayer is for you. Restore us to our former glory. May streams of your refreshing flow over us until our dry hearts are drenched again. Those who sow their tears as seeds will reap a harvest with joyful shouts of glee. They may weep as they go out carrying their seed to sow, but they will return with joyful laughter and shouting with gladness as they bring back armloads of blessing and a harvest overflowing. And then the last 128, 1, verse 1. How joyous are those who love the Lord and bow low before God, ready to obey him. Your reward will be prosperity, happiness, and well-being. And that's what we want to declare over you as a body today. That you reward for sowing in tears and sowing to God in this community and wherever you are in the marketplace, that as you have been ready to obey God, that your reward will be prosperity, happiness, and well-being. And we declare that over you today in Jesus' name.
Amen. I don't even say anything now. This is fantastic. You got the word. What else do you need? It's the word, eh? And thanks so much, Cam, for inviting us here to be a part of this today. And I'm very thankful we're not outside. I was wondering about that yesterday, what's going to happen and that kind of thing. And but I'm just drawn to some of you here today. Before I get started, I just love to see this family right here, this black family. We were in South Africa for a year. I know they didn't come from South Africa. If I could have that color. Like, we as whites don't, you guys did a great job singing. I'm not trying to cut your singing, but I'll tell you, we don't know how to sing like the blacks sing. When we were in South Africa, oh boy, they would invite us to the black church, and we would go to be there with our two girls with blonde hair at that time, because they were only five and six, and so Lorna played the accordion, and we would sing as a family, and we would get there about, anywhere from, I think sometimes 1 o'clock, we were supposed to come and be with this church. Well, they'd already been going from 10. So when we got there, the fellow was preaching, and immediately, that was in Zulu, and there'd be an interpreter jump up, and he would be just as powerful as the one that was preaching. I mean, the anointing of God is for everyone. If you want it, grab it. Take it. It's all your choice. Don't expect God to do it. He ain't going to do it. You have to grab it and take a hold of it. But anyway, man, when then they would just pour out the power of God. Then when it come to offering, I love this offering. This is fantastic. They have a table at the front, and they have the offering plates there, and then they would be singing songs. And while they were singing, they would sway so much you'd think the church walls were giving in, because they were just swaying back and forth, so powerful. Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about. You need to come up here and show them how to do that. But anyhow, they would come up with their offering, and they would make change if they needed to make change. It's fantastic, you know, the trust of God. They can just come there with whatever they had and make change and give it. But they always brought it to the front. I thought that was really something about the giving, this bring of themselves as they brought their all. So that was a long story about you guys, but I appreciate that, Black. So I just thought how neat to be able to have people like you guys here today. I understand that you're a doctor, so that's awesome. I just love that. Boy, if I can get a hold of that. I told him I wanted his color because he came over and talked to me to start with. And this fellow over here, I don't even know this guy. But this is like a Bob that I know. And I saw his smile. He was in here for lots, you guys were. He was wandering around here with his little boy and wandering, you know. But he had this smile, and it's just like a Bob from back home when I was younger. You guys don't realize what your face does to others around you. Because it'll constantly grab a hold of somebody if you have a smile on your face. But if you're a sourpuss, how many people like that, do they? Doesn't give you any hope. God has called me to the cowboy world because some of my family were on the turkey track when they first brought the Longhorn cattle up here into Saskatchewan. This is Manitoba, I realize that, but they brought it up into Saskatchewan along the riverbanks and all that stuff in the earlier years there. And so to me, the cowboys mean a lot to my heart. Little fella back there that's sitting with a blue shirt on, Paul. God has given me 4 stallions. I used to call them wild stallions, and I realized that wasn't giving them the right wording. Stallions is fine. Paul was one of them. My heart ached for Paul. But to see what God has done to transform a life. Come up here, Paul. Come on. I need a hug. That's all I need you for. Thanks. Thank you, Jesus. I realize it's a way off from where I was, but I only want to be where you are. What lives are you touching? I remember the last time Paul came into our place at Twin Lakes. He used to come and help us. And I knew his life was rocky. But God doesn't tell us to go and correct them, eh? Give them a whip. He says we're to do 4 little letters. Love. I looked in the back of his box of his truck when he was leaving. My heart ached with what was happening in his life. And he went down a pretty rough road. But Jesus. I'm sure there's many here this morning could say, but Jesus has brought me back to him. Praise God, Jesus, you brought Paul back to him. There's some of them other cowboys that I'm still loving on to see them come home. There's another guy that really has got turned around and really seeking God, and things are really happening for him. But so many times some are just going like a yo-yo up and down. We're to be steady in the walk with God to a growth, not to a up and down. So we need to get on with what God's called us to do. Every one of us, every one of you got a job to do to touch lives, because I can't touch what you do. And God needs you so desperately to walk the walk. Walk the Word. The Word is powerful. I'll give you a few other just reports of the excitement, because you guys being involved with us in the ministry. We had one camp this summer. We were planning 2, but the little buckaroos, there wasn't enough bucking, so we didn't have them. I mean, there was only 4, so that wasn't enough to have for a camp, right? So some of them could come. We took them into the teen camp and just put them all together. So we had 19 in the teen camp. 9 out of the 19 either first time salvations or rededicated to their lives to the Lord. So what an excitement. Man, what an excitement to see what God can do. And we mostly have people in more in the cowboy world, so their world isn't normally the walk with Jesus. They may use Jesus, but it's not a good word for them. But so it's a difficult situation to a lot of these kids. They don't have the hope. And then when they come, we give them an opportunity to see Jesus. And I remember one time as one lady came to one of our, or one of the gals came to our camp. And I'm very physical. You know, it's kind of like Paul up here, you know, I'm physical. I talk with my hands a lot on their backs or whatever, you know, just to share love. And this gal came and took her horse, and I just put my hand on her shoulder, and I said, "So glad to see you. Don't touch me." And so I wondered what to do. But I was hungry to let the love of Jesus touch her life. I just want to tell you, because I know there's some family that were here that was involved in sharing Jesus, which touched her life. But when she went to go home after, at the end of camp, she said, "Can you give me a hug?" Love never fails, people. Never, never fails. We're on propane gas, and so we don't have natural gas out there. And so I phoned up the guy to fill up with our gas in July, because that's the cheapest. And then, of course, prices just start jumping up, and so he didn't get there until in August. He said, "That's all right. I'll just give you July prices." You guys need to be saying, "The favor of God is on me. Everywhere you go, everything you're doing, the favor of God is on me." And so that's what we're seeing, is so much of the favor of God. But it's like people like you that are praying for us, that we see that favor of God happening. And so it just constantly will touch your lives, but it'll touch so many other lives. In this new building, new to us, we got in a building that's 32 by 108, and we were getting ready. We needed to do something with the flooring, and so the first off is we've got to have a commercial kitchen, and so we've got to had to change it around, and we needed the flooring done. So we had some tiles that came with the place, so several boxes of them. So I went in to get the glue or the adhesive to put it on with, and they gave it to us, and two other guys came to help me, and we did this whole kitchen, got it all finished up. And I said, "This isn't right." Right off the bat when we started doing it, "This is not the right stuff, but this is what they gave us." Well, it ended up it wasn't the right stuff, and we had to tear up the whole thing. And so I went back to them, and favor of God, people. We have to operate in the favor of God. They said, "We will supply all the material for the floor in the kitchen." It was their error. They gave us the wrong adhesive. And so that started us off on this road to get this floor all done. And so we bought all the material for the whole building, which some of the finances of yours was all in that. And so then we were just putting the flooring on as the money would come in. So we come in until, if anybody was on our website in the last little while, I think we were short just under $5,000 to finish up the labor. And we've had quite a bit of the flooring done, but anyways. And so last Monday, I had a call. I happened to be into the house, and I went in there, and the phone rang, and this fella said, "We were watching," it was either EMIC or Believer's Voice of Victory Network, "and they said, we saw your testimony. And there's other faith people around so close to home. They're just from Kindersley country. They were just like, moose jaw, this is exciting. They've been looking for people of faith, you know." And so they had gone on the website, and they said, "I see you still need some money for that flooring." And so he said, "The number, or do you still need that?" And I said, "Yes, we do." He said, "I'll have a check in the mail today for you." I don't even know the man. $5,000, you just send a check in. God can move anybody, anywhere, whatever needs to be done. All we need to do is trust and walk in Him, you see. And so I just wanted to encourage you in that, because you're all a part of this, and this is what's happening. So you can grab the same anointing, same blessing, because of your involvement. I have a neighbor that's great potential for Jesus, and they lost the son in February, 28-year-old that choked and passed away. And so he texted me, and so we immediately ran over there, and he met us at the door. He says, "I'm not a hugger." And see, Paul, I don't know whether you're a hugger or not, but you are now, anyhow. So I said, I didn't even say anything. I just threw our arms around him, and I just hugged him and hugged him and hugged him until he could finally release it. Because he just lost his son. So love never fails, you know. Could only be a hug. And this guy, several times since, he'll text me. He said, "Ronnie, you home?" "Yes, I am." He said, "I need a hug." So he drives over to me to get a hug. Your actions will do more for God than our mouth lots of times, eh? You young people, I'm just excited to see all the younger ones in this, and the real young ones like this one, too. I'm just so excited for the potential you have of changing the world around you. If you operate in love, those people will respond. Oh, maybe the first while it might be a little ornery on you or whatever, but after a while, that love will break through and touch a lot of lives. Last weekend, Lorna and I went to LL up in by Olds, and it's a, what do you call it, place? A healing deliverance place? Yeah. So we thought, well, we want to get cleansed up of anything that's in us that needs to be delivered, and so we could be freer with God and then take it if there's others that could go and get that training there as well. And so anyways, there was several couples and some individuals. Well, Lorna and I are we just like our privacy. So the place they gave us had an ensuite bathroom. I just like, praise the Lord. The only one in the whole building. All the others had to share a bathroom. Favor of God is just so powerful. We need to grasp it. I want you to reach out. Come on, you guys. Bend your little old arms out and reach out with your hand and say, "I take it. The favor of God." Now you know how to do that. "I take it. The favor of God." Some of you don't want the favor of God because you're not reaching out. I can see it from here. No, I don't want to put you that down on that, but we have to be willing to be able to reach out to take some things in this walk with God, or we won't receive them. I thought it was very interesting. In this wonderful basket that they gave us in the motel that came from this body. I could almost wonder if it's the lady up there hiding behind the desk up there by her writing on here. I'm just wondering. You know, it's not you? Oh, okay. Whoever did this up. Did you do this good writing? Cam. No, whoever did. That's good. I want to read it to you. This is Psalm 105, 8 to 10 in the Passion. "For though a thousand generations may pass away, he is still true to his word. He has kept every promise he made to Abraham and to Isaac. His promises have become on an everlasting covenant confirmed to his people." powerful. We have to hang on to the promises of God, because that's the only way we're going to operate to really see the love of God. And so that is interesting, because that's what I'm thinking about today, is just the promises of God, what we need to hang on to and to walk with. We have to often become like little children, and seeing that some of you are 25 like me, we have to realize more and more the fact that these children just can receive it simple. I had a prophecy given to me one time. He told me, "You're a very simple man. Stay simple. Don't try to be complicated." And that's why some of you guys, when you get talking, I don't understand what you're saying, because I'm not in that, all those kind of languages. I'm just a cowboy that's walking in the love of God. And so I just have to be like a child to take it in and to believe. The word says, only believe, right? Okay, I saw a couple, and this couple here, this black couple, just reminds me, because this couple are from Lagos, Nigeria. They had a call of God to reach their people. So I've been trying to stir your people that you need to look at reaching your people. But this couple, they had a call of God to touch their lives around them. Now, you have to be willing to make this happen. God ain't going to just explode and do it for you. But this couple, they built a church that holds 54,000 people. Well, that's really exciting, because that's full. But they have 100,000 people outside to hear the gospel of Jesus. I realize they have more people in a square mile than we have in 100 miles, or maybe all Saskatchewan. But still, God needs us to reach these lives. Look at what faith they had to just be able to walk with Jesus. Simple faith, like a child, be able to go and operate in this. Luke chapter 1, verse 35 and 37. This is Jesus, Jesus, talking about Jesus, but this is Mary, and so this is what I'm pretty excited about, this little gal, because she's just about that age of what Mary was. And to realize how important you are to change the life around you. Hear this, angel came to Mary to tell him that she's going to have a child of the Holy Ghost. But she was so willing to just say, "Yes, Lord, whatever you say, I will do." And then that, in the 37th verse, it says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." With God, nothing is impossible. Twin Lakes Ranch Ministries has 205 acres, and the buildings that we have at this point, so on that's happening, we don't owe a dime. You know. Totally thank you to you, Jesus, because without you, it would be nothing. So we have to become as a child to believe, to see these things happen. And what an excitement to be totally debt-free and walk with God. Sure, sometimes it gets down a little closer, but then God always comes along, picks you up, just like he did with this family that phoned and said, "We want to send you $5,000 to finish that flooring." So I went into the flooring place and told them, so they can prepare to get ready to send the man out to help us do this flooring. And And he said, boy, you must have people that give you some pretty big bucks at a time, eh? He said, yeah, we do. I just was so excited with being able to testify how Jesus can just do a marvelous work. And that's for all of you, every one of you. It's the same thing for you to receive it from him. Okay, what about the boy in Mark chapter 9, 21 to 23? Remember that father that brought that boy to Jesus? Because the disciples couldn't drive out the demon that was in him. And Jesus was kind of like saying, come on, you boys. Boys, where's your faith type of thing? You know, bring him to me. And so brought him over to Jesus. And Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. What are you guys believing for? You as an individual or as a couple, what are you believing for? Listen, if you have some dreams, don't wait until you're 85 and wish you had them. I mean, some of you may be just about there, or just like me, you know, but don't wait till you get to that age. If you have a dream, God wants to meet your dreams. I'm sure you guys must have had a little bit of a dream to come over here to Canada, did you? Yeah, so but you had to make some moves to get ready, didn't you? So make some moves if you have some dreams to do what God wants you to do. Then it'll happen. Come into line. It'll come in before you. And just because we have gray hair, we still have dreams. If we don't, we need to sit down with God and find out what our dream is. Yeah, you know what? What are we here for? What is the main call of God on our life? What is our passion? I don't even really know mine for sure right now, and we're planning to go to training on that to try and find out what. Some of us are so spread out that we don't focus on the passion that God's called us to. So we aren't near as effective if we will just get focused on what God has called for us to do, our passion for him. Then in Mark chapter 11, 22 to 24, it says, especially at the end there, have faith in God. And that, of course, is the passage of scripture that Kenneth Hagin preached almost 100% of the time, because he just walked what that word said. I think we're going to go to there. You got that up there? You can bring that up for me. It would be great. Mark 11, 22 to 24. Have faith in God. You got faith in God this morning? We just have to have faith in God to make it operate. We have to walk what the Word says. And we're told about this lady that was at a... You can just leave that on there for a minute. Told about this lady that was in a service, and the speaker was speaking, and she was just declaring some of the things of the Word. And so one of the Word was, have faith in God. And the lady just jumps up and said, I'll take that. Well, that's a little different. You don't normally say that. I want to see that some here this morning. I'm going to see what happens with some of you. So then, they went on down to read here in 24. Would you whip that up for me? Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. I take that. Come on, you got to jump up. I'm glad to hear you just say, I'll take that. That's exciting. But we need to put some action into it too, because that is more of our faith when we put some action with it. And we'll see if we can get another one down the road here. How does that sound, eh? You know, we just really got to be a lot more aggressive in our walk and in the Word. When we're talking about the Word, we just need to be able to, when we read the Word, we need to grab a hold of it and say, I'll take that. That'll be a part of my life. That's just what will transform my life, whatever the Word is that we're reading about that particular time. Okay, here's another one I think would be good to have in John chapter 16, verse 22. It starts off with, no one will take your joy from you. Oh, I heard somebody say, I'll take that. My goodness, they're getting on the ball a little more. And then what does it say there in 24? Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. That's not the same verse. Anyways, we're supposed to be in John chapter 16, 22. This fella, he's just jumping all into this because he didn't even know where I was going. So how would he know what I'm talking about, eh? Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. You can go to verse 24 now for me in a minute with that, eh? You take that? Nobody can steal your joy? Awesome. Well, then in 24, until now you have asked nothing in my name, ask and you receive, and you... that your joy may be full. Hey, I like that, brother. Way to go. That's good. Man, there's more. See how you're willing to really get out there and do what God tells us to do? Boy, I'll just take that too. How's that? I'll take all that joy. Wonderful. Thank you, Father. Here's one we need to go. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Now, you guys don't realize how much authority we have. Maybe you all do. Boy, then you can preach it to me. That'll just help me all the more. Okay, Luke chapter 10, 19. Oh, just like that. He just has it up there. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Boy, I think I'd be jumping up right on the chair and be yelling on that one. I'll take that, Father. Nothing can hurt us. So we have to watch our tongue that we're not speaking something that is negative to them. Okay, here's a thought. When you say goodbye to somebody, do you say, take care? James says, be blessed, or whatever, but James says that we're not to take cares. So in this verse, if we stand on that verse, want to grab a hold of it and take hold of the fact that nothing shall by any means hurt us, but then when we say goodbye to our friend or whatever and we tell him to take care, we're exactly the opposite to what the Word's saying. Because we're wanting them to be full of care. What about the little kids that go to get on the bus for the first day at school? Mom says, just take care of Johnny or Sue or whatever. Well, why would these kids want to be so full of cares? We need to be totally different than the world. The world just talks that all the time, take care, but we need to say be blessed. I've had, now some of you will maybe watch this when you say goodbye to me or something today, but anyway, several Christians that I've been around, and they'll say, well, just take care, Ron. We'll see you. I said, no, I don't want to take any of them cares. What are you talking about? I said, no, I'm not to take cares. Isn't that what the Word says in James? Do not take cares. Oh, yeah. Well, we as Christians need to know the Word enough to know how to walk the Word, not just wait till Sunday morning and see how good Cam can put it out to us. We need to just walk the Word, what the Word says. I'd like to take that, eh? Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Yeah. That's right. I take that. You need to believe that nothing shall come against you, or nothing will come against your home or your family. If you're a grandpa and grandma, you need to stand on the word, what that just said, and say that nothing shall come upon my family, upon my children, upon my children's children. You have the authority, especially you as a man. You have the authority for all of those under you, but so do you as the mom. You have the authority to be able to stand on what this word says. Nothing shall be able to hurt you. What about a good line that would be, I refuse to be broke? Oh, good. There's one over there that said they'd take that. I refuse to be broke. Yeah, there's a few more of that. I refuse to be depressed. Yeah, good. There's more of that we need than ever, eh? Because this depression that's going around is just rampant. But if we take what the Word says, we can stand and be apart from all of that. I think I'm going to just move on here. Let's go to 2 Chronicles, chapter 25. I didn't know I'd have a man doing all this work for me. I was having my Bible here. I got it all marked and flipped through everything, but it's just better. 2 Chronicles 25:1. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was whatever he called it, of Jerusalem. Dad used to just call it Wheelbarrow whenever he couldn't understand the name. But and this goes on in this whole passage. Amazon, what he did is he got a big army to go get ready to go with him to fight a battle, but he didn't ask God about it. So the man of God came to him and said, you didn't get, it just goes on farther down in this these verses now. Go down to the next one. Okay, the next one, keep going. Yeah, so, see, he, and you go on to the next one, would be good. So, this man of God told him, right here. However, Amazon gathered Judah together and set over them captains of the thousands and captains of hundreds according to their father's house, throughout all Judea and Benjamin, and he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them to be of 300,000 choice men, able to go to war, who could handle a spear and shield. The next verse, please. And so he hired them. So, okay, go to the next verse. And actually, that was over $1 million when it, what it talked about, what he hired for them. And so this is where the you can get ready to move to the next verse. And he said, well, you're doing what you didn't ask God for. Good. So he tells them, well, you'll be overthrown if you don't walk where God wants you to do. So next verse. Now, have any of you had money out to someone, gave money to someone that they were going to repay you, or you have put some finances in an account to bring back more, or like you've sold it, what's that dirt? In an investment and didn't get the money back? All right, we need to get a hold of this verse. Right here. This guy was doing, he didn't ask God, so he just went ahead and done something. But look at what it says here in the last of this verse. But the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. So what money has been stolen from you, or your investment has not come back? if the investment, I mean, we've got some investment out there that the company went kafooey, whatever you want to call it, and it didn't come back. We can claim this verse. That's right. If that was, this was $1 million, and he says, the Lord is able to give you much more than this, why are we limited to him? I'll take that. Boy, I'll have that money back, because the Lord will do that. He'll bring it back to us. We need to really get trusting this word. What this word is saying for us to do, eh? Get a word and stand on it. And you'll take that? Wonderful. That's, anybody else take that? Good. Praise the Lord. I'm excited for you today that you're realizing the importance of what we need to take, what God tells us we can have and do, and the protection we have from him for all of our family, and walk in what God has called us to do. Praise the Lord. Thank you for this time this morning. Thank you.
Just hang up here for a second. You know, one of the things that I think that we need to do right now is we have an opportunity just to put some action to our faith. We've been, you know, with Brother Ron sharing, we've been saying for the last half an hour, I'll take that, right? And, of course, we're partnered with Twin Lakes Ranch Ministries, but I just feel that the Lord would have us just take up an offering to bless their ministry. And that's just, it's just an opportunity in faith, not just to utter the words, I'll take that, but to get something out of our pocket and say, I'll take that in faith. I'll receive everything the Lord has for me, every promise that I'm leading for, every promise that I'm standing on, I'll take it. So if you use your offering envelope, look to the seat in front of, you know, to the other side of you, there'll be another offering envelope there. Kennedy, just let the ushers know that we're going to go ahead and take another offering. And so, I'm just going to say a prayer right now for Twin Lakes Ranch Ministries. And you get ready to give. And if you need a little bit more time, we'll have some music there playing. But we just want to take this opportunity just to say in faith, Lord, I'll take that. Everything that you have for me, whether it's healing for my body, provision for my finances, healing in my marriage, a promotion at work, whatever, it could be relationships in your family that you're standing on for, salvation for your children, whatever it is that you're believing for, God can do it, and more than enough. That's easy for the Lord, right? But we just need to have that faith stirred in our hearts and be willing to say, I'll take that. Lord, I'll stand on your word. I'll believe that you can do it for me and you can restore even more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we've had right now just to hear the word from Brother Ron. Lord, we thank you how he stirred us to search out the promises of your word that are for us, for the situation that we're facing. And Lord, we thank you that we can have the faith response that doesn't just look at those words and say, I wonder if that's possible. But Lord, we thank you that we can have the faith response that jumps up and says, I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it in my life. I believe that that's for me. That's a verse for me. That's a verse for my situation. And I will stand on that verse and declare it over my life and extend my faith to see that situation fully redeemed, fully restored, fully healed, fully delivered. Whatever it is I'm believing for, I'll take it in faith because Jesus is the one that can do it for me, Lord. And so we choose just to have this simple approach, just this faith approach. It's not complicated. It's just simple. It's just believing that you can do it, that you're able to do it. And Lord, so today we choose to say, I'll take it. I'll receive everything you have for me. And that promise, that thing that I'm believing for, I'll take it in faith right now, Lord. So we ask that you take this money that we're about to give, Lord. We thank you that it goes to such great soil, Lord, that we're able to give to Twin Lakes Ranch Ministries. And we know that it'll go to further your kingdom. We know that they're great stewards of every increase that comes into their ministry, Lord. And so we declare a great blessing and a great harvest on this money, Lord. May many, many souls be brought to Christ and ministered to because of the gifts that we give today. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
God bless you.
Make it out to Twin Lakes Ranch Ministries. Actually, you know what? Do it this way. Because we partner with Solid Rock, just make it out to Solid Rock, and even put the acronyms. You can put the ranch or TL, RM or something like that. And then we'll just write one check. I believe the Candace has the checkbook here. So we'll just, rather than having them cash 50 different checks, we'll just write one check right to Twin Lakes. So, great. Go ahead. I am free.